This is Sleep On Me, an Avengers Movieverse fanfic written by Flower Parrish and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing James Bucky Barnes, Clint Barton, with additional tags for bed sharing, nightmares, implied PTSD, hurt comfort, fluff, getting together, promptville. It had become a thing. When Nat and Steve was away from the tower, Bucky and Clint would sleep together. Just sleep. If there was such a thing as just sleep, just trust for men like them. It started when they both found each other in the common living space. Bucky had settled into the couch so thoroughly that Clint thought he might melt into it. Clint was seeking coffee to keep him awake all night, and he'd run out on his floor. He froze when he saw Bucky there, awake, and they'd blinked at each other for a few moments before Bucky held out his bowl of popcorn in offering. Clint had accepted the offer, forgoing coffee for the moment, settling onto the couch next to Bucky instead. Somehow, they had fallen asleep there, sometime in the early hours of the morning. Somehow, it became a thing they did, seeking each other out when Nat or Steve was gone.
"I can't sleep alone,"
Bucky had said.
"I wake up and I think I'm back there."
Clint can understand that. He doesn't have the words to agree, to share his own experience. Bucky's eyes are knowing, though, when they meet his. Eventually, they stop sleeping on couches, which are too small for Clint's height and Bucky's bulk, and they share two large beds in their tower rooms, the apartments of whoever's counterpart is away. It's easy. Closeness builds trust and intimacy between them. They start seeking each other out on hard days, or long days, or just because they're bored. Having a person there doesn't always keep the nightmares at bay. But they learn what each other needs. Clint knows now that Bucky needs to be talked at, grounded, that he'll rest his hand over Clint's heart to feel it beating and remind himself he's not alone. Bucky, in turn, will stay quiet, holding Clint until his shaking eases, breathing deep and even until Clint matches each breath with one of his own. Clint starts to look forward to sharing a bed with Bucky. Nat is great, but she's not Bucky. That's the first hint that there's feelings involved. His first impulse is to run away from the feelings, break off this thing, and sabotage any chance of building something more. That impulse is easily quashed by the knowledge that if he does, he'll be alone. His other options are to say something, which, no, or ignore the feelings and pretend they're not there. It's hard sometimes when Bucky hands him a coffee with the perfect amount of milk and sugar and their hands brush and Clint wants to kiss him and never stop. But risking this thing between them on anything less than a certainty would be worse, harder, unforgivable. So Clint ignores it, smiles, and thanks Bucky and says nothing else. It's never going to be Clint that makes the first move. But despite the amount of times their eyes catch and hold, and there's something there between them, Clint doesn't actually expect Bucky to make a move either. When Bucky kisses him one morning, cupping his jaw with a warm hand, Clint freezes for half a moment before melting into the touch. "This okay?" Bucky asks, pulling away just far enough to whisper the words between them. It's exhilarating. It's scary. It's dangerous. It's good. Yeah, Clint agrees, smiling, and pressing that smile against Bucky's answering smile in a not-quite kiss. He's never felt anything better. "Took you long enough," says a voice from behind them. They break apart, turn, and standing in the doorway of the kitchen are Steve and Natasha, arms folded over their chests.
"What?"
Clint asks. "Every date in the betting pool on you two has already passed," Nat says. "You took even longer than I thought you would." She looks distinctly disapproving.
Sorry, Clint offers.
"Nah," Bucky says.
"Fuck you."
He doesn't seem angry, though, rolling his eyes instead of glaring. "Did you start going on missions together on purpose?"
"Not at first."
Steve looks a little chagrined. Clint rolls his eyes, too.
"You couldn't have just said something,"
he asks Nat.
"No." "Well, okay then."
He looks to Bucky.
"Let's go back to bed,"
he suggests. Bucky winks at him, and Clint chokes on a sip of coffee.
"Not like that,"
he protests, then pauses.
"Or like that?"
Bucky winks again and rises.
"Come on."
Clint follows Bucky, coffee in one hand and Bucky's hand in the other. The end. Read his notes. This podcast was recorded for Voice Team 2020, week 4 for the challenge, My Turn, which is basically a repod, something that was recorded for Voice Team already. And you can find the original version of this podfic recorded by Flower Parish, Celine Aurora, and Tiny Pink Mouse. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.